This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And also, the Rocket Mortgage Classic will wrap up on Sunday at the Detroit Golf Club for our listeners on 97.1 FM. The Ticket, rousing success in year one. Sold out in terms of tickets for fans today and on Sunday. So Michigan is a great sports state and one of the best golf states in America. LPGA has two stops. Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give, voted one of the best stops on the LPGA Tour. And also the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational will be the first two-person team event on the LPGA Tour, July 15th through the 20th at the Midland Country Club on the east side of Michigan. You have the Senior Tour stops in Grand Blanc, Michigan. And also every other year you get the U.S. Senior PGA Championship at the Jack Nicklaus course down in Benton Harbor, Michigan. So golf is alive and well in the great state of Michigan and across America. I can't get enough of it. I love the sport. I didn't have my kids this week. I played 45 holes today. Went to a fundraiser and also a chance to honor a legendary junior college baseball coach, Coach Hoffman, in Grand Rapids Junior College. And then afterwards hung around with the buddies and played 27 holes. 86 degrees. Summer's here finally. It was a beautiful thing. The weeks I don't have my kids, you know, the every other week, I am a golf fanatic. I can watch it on TV. I can watch a golf channel nonstop. I love it. John Conlon, our soccer insider. Our soccer guys, they all love golf too?
All my buddies do. I mean, that's my absolute favorite thing to do is golf.
Oh, it's the most decompressing experience. If you're a family man, if you have a busy life, a father, a mother even, anybody, a coach like yourself, John, and life's just coming at you like a four-lane highway in Boston. I'm a different person when I get off a golf course, no matter how good I played or how bad I played.
I just started my two boys who are 13 and 9 playing golf, and hopefully they're much better than I am. I didn't start till I was 23, But the passion I have for the game and watching the game, it is a lifelong sport. It's one I'll play until the day I die. I love it.
Yeah, I will tell everybody listening across North America, and I ran into some people from Canada at the Tullymore Golf Resort in northern Michigan, that when the weather's nice like it is right now in Michigan, it is one of the best golf states in this country.
Easily. Yeah. Easily. Up north is unbelievable. If people haven't been up in the Gaylord area or up in Traverse City, it's a great golf course.
Yeah, northern Michigan, one of, I think, top 10 summer destinations. If you're just joining us, and maybe the local game just ended in your city, to our listeners in the U.S. and Canada, we do have two huge questions of the night. Free agent frenzy is already underway. Reports that Kemba Walker will sign with Boston. Officially, I think that can go down Sunday at 6 p.m., Kyrie Irving reportedly close with the Nets. Kawhi, the Lakers, you know, have interest in everybody right now. Some feel D'Angelo Russell will be a better fit. I don't know if he's the type of point guard you need with LeBron and Anthony Davis. I think you need a Kemba Walker, but Kemba likes to score. You need Kyrie Irving and Daniel LeBron, and they're reunited. Peaches and Herb tour out in Los Angeles. That's the type of point guard they need. They don't need a point guard who's a scorer, and I think that's why they didn't make a run at Kemba. But, and I, because LeBron, if you do this Kawhi Leonard talk that we've discussed, and the first question is, where will Kawhi play next year in the NBA? Second question with John Conlon, our soccer insider in studio. State of soccer, for our Canadian listeners and for U.S. listeners, has your interest grown in the sport since we did this a year ago last summer? Where does it rank on the sports checklist for you? And I'm not saying now. I'm talking year-round. So join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Who do you think's the right fit for the Lakers? Out of all the names you've heard, whether it's Beverly, Seth Curry's name's been thrown out there, D'Angelo Russell. I don't think Milwaukee will let Brogdon go. Is it Kawhi? Is he, those three together, is that a good fit?
Why would Kawhi, who's the quietest guy in the league, want to leave where he's the star and big personality to go sit behind LeBron? Even though he'd be starting with LeBron, he'd be sitting behind LeBron. It makes zero sense to me.
Well, what if he doesn't want the spotlight? He had it. He's been to the, he's climbed the mountaintop of, you know, 2 million people in Toronto celebrating the Raptors winning it all and beating Golden State. What if he enjoys being like where he was, you know, the third option in San Antonio? What if he wants to be that guy that can kind of disappear?
Didn't seem like he enjoyed it that much when he sat out for 9 months. I think he probably is not the guy who wants to do all the interviews and the guy who wants to, you know, market a brand, but I can't name one professional athlete who doesn't like to be the center of attention. I think that'd be unheard of.
Yeah, the most modest athlete in the NBA would be Seth. Likes a spotlight. He does his holy moly. Have you watched that Mentor Golf Show?
I have not.
Neither have I, but I guess it had monster ratings. So that's his show. He's all over branding. You see him on a million commercials. Klay Thompson is a guy that doesn't seem to, you know, and it looks like he'll re-sign with Golden State. He doesn't go after the spotlight.
Well, he probably can't get in a word edgewise with the personalities he plays with. So that's, I don't know if that's by design or if that's just the way it is.
When Durant left a smaller market in Oklahoma City where there wasn't this stigma attached to him that he whines on Twitter or the burner accounts, that the Oakland thing now, and if he leaves, and it's kind of like the way Davis treated people in New Orleans, before he was traded to the Lakers, you know, Durant now is hurt, so you're not going to get him for another year. I'm looking at a guy that arguably is the most talented complete player in the league, right? And that you can't defend him, gets a shot off, wingspan. But his attitude, And the Knicks, Kawhi's not, this talk that he's going to team up with. And like, these guys are looking for the next super teams. They've all been searching for it since LeBron did it with Bosch and D-Wade in Miami.
Change the game. I mean, I kind of miss the days where there was one superstar on every team and you had no idea who was going to win it. Now you can pretty much narrow it down for the most part to four teams prior to the playoffs.
Toronto just did it with one superstar.
That's a good point.
Right? They just, well, no, I'm making a point that everyone's, right, everyone thinks it's a super team model. Now, some will say, well, if we, and we would be the Golden State fans, if they had Kawhi, or not Kawhi, but if they, well, that would be nice if he ended up joining them. You never know. Everybody goes to Golden State. But if Durant's not hurt and Klay Thompson's not hurt, there's no way Toronto wins that series.
Well, I wonder if Toronto's in the West, if they're, you know, making it to the,
they're a four
the final
seed.
Anyways. Yeah, that, I don't know. They had an easy path for the most part through the East, in my opinion. And it's a different ball game when you have one series to win instead of four series to win.
Yeah. Well, and if Kawhi leaves for the West, it doesn't mean Milwaukee's going there. I think Boston adding Kemba, if Kawhi goes to the West, and let's just say Milwaukee, the Bucks, stand pat, right? With Brogdon, Middleton, G, their core. Yet they've added, I think Kemba's an upgrade on Kyrie.
Definitely. And, scoring-wise.
Right. And I think Boston becomes the favorite. Well, Philly, right?
I think Philly.
Philly doesn't play enough defense, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that Philadelphia team is...
Do they have leaders? That's why, you know, with Philly, do they have the leaders to get it done, right?
Yeah, they're talented, though. They're talented at every position.
I know. All right, let's get back out to the audience. I do appreciate everybody hanging around on a busy Saturday night. Ken in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Hield Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, Bill. Hey, great show. Here's one thing that you got to get the mix right. You can't put two alpha dogs, alpha males on the same team. It happened at L.A. before between Kobe and Shaquille O'Neal. So someone's have to be, it has to be like a Chicago Bulls team. Michael Jordan was an alpha male. Everybody else followed and did their roles. When you put, you got a whiner that came from New Orleans. Well, apparently LeBron James knows he can control him, but Kawhi Leonard, he's a blue-collar alpha male, and he's going to stay in Toronto because that's the best niche for him, and that's the way I see it.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the call. In Dallas, you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Raj in Toronto, listening on AM 590. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going today?
How you doing, Raj?
Pretty good. Just want to talk to you about a couple of things. MLS, basketball in Canada, and the Toronto Raptors. So let's start off with the MLS. Now, theoretically, if you think about it, where does soccer strive in the world? Europe, England, Africa, South America. And what's Toronto comprised of? It's the most multicultural city in the world. And that's why the Toronto MLS team is doing so well. Because when you look in the stands, it's literally every single ethnicity that you can remotely think of. Where everyone back home watch soccer, and now soccer is thriving in Toronto because of that. And Toronto has some of the most rabid fans in the world, especially with the MLS. So I think that's one of the reasons soccer does so well in Toronto.
All right. Thank you, Raj. And, you know, John, the MLS, I know they seem to be going through the bidding process. They're worried about expanding too much. But why wouldn't there be the full court press to put an MLS franchise in as many cities in America and in Canada as they could?
Well, business model. It's the 20-mile march, right? Like, we want to make sure that we consistently grow the brand at a slow pace where we don't, you know, bite off more than we can chew. I actually think the MLS is going about the right way. I do think in order for us to get there, to be an international power in the U.S., we're going to need to have MLS teams in every city. But I think they're going about it the right way. It's a slow build.
Let's go to Alan in Toronto. Busy night with our friends listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Hield Show.
I'd like to comment on an MLS, but first, My wife saw me laughing and snickering, and she asked, what's that all about? So I said, I'm laughing at the NBA for banning Magic Johnson from negotiating, I said, you know. And three reasons why I think Kawhi is going to be going to L.A. Lakers. Magic is involved in absolute secrecy. You know he's involved. And two, he's a California boy. And three, the Lakers, they've been making giant strides up the ladder. They were 35-47 in 2017 and 37-45. And it's a challenge for him. You know, they've been a sad sack team since 2013. And it's a challenge. Everybody likes a good honest challenge. So that's my take on why he's going to L.A. And as for MLS, you know, the Toronto Argonauts, they've been around for, I don't know, the 20s, and they were always drawing sellout crowds. Now they're only half full. MLS, the soccer team, the FC, is they're selling out every single game. You need a shoehorn to get in. So it has taken over, and it's taken over big because it's such a big multicultural city now. And it's very, very popular. People are talking about it, and great atmosphere. But the Argos, they're drowning in a sea of red ink, and they're losing their shirt. I don't even know why they have a team there. The MLS has taken over from those Argos. Those Argos, they better fold pretty soon.
All right. Well, thank you, Alan. And Toronto, I've always been surprised at the NFL, and I know there's Buffalo close to Toronto, but that could be a natural rivalry. That the NFL hasn't, same thing by putting a team in Vancouver, that the NFL hasn't come in and dropped a Canadian division where they're growing their brand. It's like Major League Baseball. They're over in London right now. What are they thinking going to London?
Does the NFL really need to grow its brand, though?
No, it's already the biggest. You know, look at their TV ratings, like, you know, Brady and Mahomes in the AFC Championship game. What, you know, 50 million people watching?
I agree with that caller, by the way. The Toronto FC, I'm actually a Toronto FC fan now after going to those games. I mean, the atmosphere of that stadium was as good as any European stadium. The Toronto fans are great supporters of their teams. Part of the issue with the MLS is some of the cities that we had chosen originally were not great supporters of their teams. So now when you have Portland and LA and Toronto and Atlanta United, cities are really supporting their teams. You're seeing successful organizations, which I think it's all about finding those cities that will support a great professional soccer team.
We do have our huge questions of the night. First one, where do you think Kawhi Leonard will be playing next season as the NBA free agent frenzy is underway? And also the state of soccer in Canada and the U.S. I want your huge opinions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Two huge questions of the night. First one, as we'll go through free agency, the free agent frenzy in the NBA. Where will Kawhi Leonard play next year? Reports have Kemba Walker signing with the Celtics Sunday night. Kyrie Irving looks like he's going to get a deal done with the Brooklyn Nets. What will Kevin Durant do? I think Klay will stay with Golden State. Will D'Angelo Russell end up with LeBron and AD out in Los Angeles? And then the state of soccer. We have our soccer insider, John Conlon, in studio tonight. For the U.S. and the Canadian fans, where is the sport right now on your personal checklist? And I don't mean necessarily in season. I'm saying when it comes to what interests you in sports. And then, not only for you, the adults listening, or some teenagers, but the parents. When your kids talk about sports, how often does soccer come up in the conversation? I'm curious. Join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Mike in New Hampshire. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I heard James earlier. I also just left Foxborough and heading back home from the Revs game. And, you know, we had a really good crowd. But one of the things I wanted to just bring up is, and Hugh, you asked this question, and it's an important, really important question, is when will the owners kind of have to take over their teams? I think one of the biggest issues you're seeing, and Coach, you mentioned this earlier, but you're seeing this in MLS where teams are spending a lot. The variety of money being spent is kind of like baseball without, you know, take the hundreds of millions away, but there's teams that are spending $30-40 million, and there's teams that are spending three. So just depends on the players they're getting, but the owners are not being equivalent in how they're spending, and you're kind of seeing it. We've had an issue here in Boston for a while with the feeling that Bob Kraft doesn't spend a lot of money here, and it's been that way for a while, and he finally has this year, and he's gone out and got Bruce Arena. But how do you fix that, right? So FC Dallas is another great example. They don't spend a lot of money. Red Bull New York doesn't really spend money. Someone earlier called about Toronto, and Toronto spends a lot of money. They spend on Jozy Altidore and Michael Bradley, and they're spending about four or five times what the Revs are. So that has to be fixed for this league to get better.
Thank you, Mike. Greg Hall in New Hampshire and John Conlon, our soccer insider. Do you think there's an unbalanced playing field when it comes to the MLS teams?
I do. I think, as the caller just said, there are certain cities that spend more money than others, and they get big-name players. And when they get big-name players, they draw bigger crowds, and then they bring in more money to the league. So I do think there are some financial issues to work out. I don't know exactly how the revenue is structured, though, in the MLS. I wouldn't want to, you know, state why it works like that. All I can say is we need all the major cities to have an MLS team at some point, and we need to have superstars playing on those teams.
And eventually we need American superstars to develop who become marketable in this country.
And that'll happen. And we already have some of those. But I think right now what the MLS has done by bringing players like Thierry Henry and David Beckham and Pirlo and some of these, you know, former world-class players over here. Even though they're aging superstars, it's great for the viewership. It's great for the financial end because it brings people into the stadiums and gets people to watch the games. That's a great way to go about attacking the financial issues right now is by bringing those guys in.
Let's go to Jay in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Bill. Big fan, great show as always. Big Toronto FC fan up here, and the MLS. You know, I think they've gone about things the right way. They haven't tried to, you know, overspend their budgets, and the league will continue to grow. But I just wanted to chime in as well on our NBA champion Raptors up here. I think I heard the opinion a few moments ago that the Warriors had a tougher route to the finals than the Raptors. And I just, I'll give you Houston for sure, but Portland and the Clippers, whereas the Raptors had to go through a loaded 76ers team and the MVP, the MVP residing team in the Bucks. So I think we maybe ought to reassess that. And, I think the Raptors are full value and had a tough route to the final.
Jay, thank you for the call in Toronto. And I agree. I think Toronto earned that championship. And everyone's saying, well, if they had KD and they had Clay, it would have been a different story. I don't think you can take away what the Raptors did. Not only in the Golden State Series in the NBA Finals, but what they did in the playoffs, they earned it. And Kawhi was the man. He took over when he had to.
a team full of guys that were not lottery picks wins the NBA final. That's amazing.
I had a college, you know, for the American side of this, an NCAA tournament feel to it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It was like Golden State was Kentucky or Duke, right?
I absolutely loved how Canada, not just Ontario, but all of Canada got behind Toronto in this.
Montreal year. Got behind Toronto.
Which is unheard of.
Exactly. Vancouver got behind Toronto. What's going on there? They were basketball crazy. John Conlon is the other voice you hear. Our soccer insider, our two huge questions of the night. Where will Kawhi play next year? And also the state of soccer in Canada and the U.S. Where does it rank on your sports interest list? And what can the men do in Canada and the U.S. to become worldwide powers like the women are, especially in the U.S., awaiting the semifinal match with England on Tuesday in France? They win, they'll be in the July 7th World Cup final against the winner of Netherlands and Sweden. You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Tweet us at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tomorrow at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, CBS Sports Network is on the court with this summer's hottest hoops league. Don't miss basketball's biggest legends, all-stars, and champions with the Big Three on the 24-hour TV home of CBS Sports. I haven't watched the Big Three. I can't get into three-on-three basketball. I like the old school. You remember the one-on-one thing, Conlon, they used to have when NBA players would play each other in one-on-one basketball? And I'm not going to ask Grillo or McKeon because they're too young back at CBS
NBA,
Sports Radio.
I don't remember that. I remember NBA Jam, game.
No, this might be in late 70s, even.
Oh, yeah, that's before me.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, I apologize. I apologize for being 57, but it was an old school, like, Saturday morning show. I'm going to have to look it up.
And I'd pay money to see LeBron versus Kawhi.
It'd be like Dr. J playing, like, Gervin or something.
Amazing.
Right? I'm going to look that up during the next break. But the Big Three is drawing people. They were on the east side of Michigan and Detroit, and Ice Cube's doing the full court press with media and his partners, so more power to him. Speaking of hoops, where will Kawhi Leonard play? I can guarantee it will not be in the Big Three. Nothing against the Big Three, three-on-three league. Where will he play next season? That's our first question. And also, John Conlon, our soccer insider, in studio for his annual summer appearance on the state of soccer in Canada and the U.S. Has your interest in the sport grown or waned over the last year? How many people are watching the Women's World Cup? I will say this is the first time, John, that I've watched a lot of matches that did not involve the U.S.
It's because there's other good teams. It used to be just the U.S. and pretty much Germany would be the team, and Japan would be the teams that you would watch. But now there's, you know, 12 good countries that can compete.
So U.S. and England on Tuesday, 3 o'clock Eastern time, and then on the other side, the other semifinal in France, Netherlands and Sweden. Are you forecasting a U.S.-Netherlands final, Sweden and England? What will it be?
U.S.-Netherlands, and it'll be great to see the U.S. take on the European champions in the final and then, you know, dominate the European champions and be world champs again.
Out to the audience we go, Ed, in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Bill?
Hey, Ed.
Yeah, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Okay, yeah. What I wanted to say, Bill, I think that Kawhi Leonard, I think he's going to the Lakers, and I'll tell you why. I think he wants to be one of the three or four guys that have won NBA championships on three teams. It's been done twice before. Robert Horry did it. played with the Houston Rockets, the Lakers, and San Antonio. And John Sally did it. He played with Detroit, the Bulls, and the Lakers. But neither one of those guys was ever most valuable player. I think that both he and Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James both want to be the first guy in NBA history to win championships with three different teams and be the most valuable player with each one of those teams. That's why I think he's going to the Lakers. He wants to set a record. As far as soccer goes, I'm getting very interested in it. I'm really starting to like it.
Why? Well, what drew you to the sport?
I'll tell you what it is. Basically, I don't like baseball. I'm looking for something to take the space, and right now soccer's doing a good job.
Thank you, Ed, in Chicago. Let's go to Tristram in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's go to Q in Calgary, Alberta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm a big soccer fan, and the state of soccer in Canada right now, it is all-time high. I'm in Calgary right now, and there's a new team, the Canadian Premier League have a team in Calgary. It's called the Calgary FC. So the growth of the sports, it's amazing, and I agree with your guest tonight that investment is needed to at the young age for the youth, for them to have access. And I couldn't be happy about the status of the game in Canada. I know in the U.S., right now I'm watching the World Cup, the Women's World Cup, and the talent level, not just the U.S. team and the Canadian team, the Cameroonian talent was amazing. So I just want to say that, and I'm happy about the status of soccer in North America now.
All right, well, thank you, Q in Calgary. And it is interesting that the MLS, because U.S. isn't in their title, that they wouldn't go put more franchises in Canada to create those rivalries.
I think they will.
You think Calgary, Edmonton?
Yeah, it's like
I said, there's Vancouver right now, right? And,
yep.
And there's Montreal, Toronto,
yep.
Correct?
And
MLS.
And they will eventually probably have Edmonton and
Calgary.
Calgary, definitely. I think, though, that, like I said, the MLS, the 20-mile march, they want to be slow in their progression and not, you know, spend too much money right away and then maybe hurt themselves.
Let's go to Eli in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. Yeah, just touch on a couple of things with the soccer. Number one, our best athletes in the U.S. don't play soccer. That's the number one reason they don't compete. They're all playing basketball, football, baseball. They're not playing soccer. I know it's represented highly at the youth level, but once they get into junior high and high school, they're all switching over to the more, you know, flashier sports. And then the other thing I want to point out, too, is the fact that youth soccer and U.S. soccer charges tons of money for these kids to play. And some of the better players, maybe in lower income areas, can't afford to play on these teams that, you know, allow for the exposure for them to get seen by the U.S.
Thank you, Eli, in Chicago. Now, John, let's respond to what Eli just mentioned. That, and we were talking about the NBA draft slots and the money that they're making. And look at Chris Middleton report saying he's going to get $190 million over 5 years, right? Hardly, and when he came into the league, hardly played with the Pistons. And the money that's out there. And you did mention that's part of the reason what's hampering Major League Soccer. And now let's tie it into what Eli said, that if a kid is 15, 16, and beyond going to play, you know, D1 soccer at Stanford or North Carolina or Michigan State or Western Michigan, wherever they want to go, when they start looking at 14, 15 in a sport they want to specialize in, and if they have a dream of making a living playing that sport, do some kids not even approach playing soccer anymore because they want to chase a football dream, a basketball dream, hockey dream? How do you answer that question?
Well, I think there's two things. Yeah, obviously there's more money in the NFL, more money in the NBA than there is in the MLS. So kids fall in love with that golden ticket of becoming a professional athlete in those leagues. However, I would disagree with your caller about our best athletes not playing soccer. Our best athletes are playing soccer as well as they're playing NBA or playing basketball and playing football. The difference is, though, you don't see a lot of 6'6" soccer players. You don't see a lot of 300-pound soccer players. It's definitely a sport that plays to athletes who are 6'2 and under, unless you're a goalkeeper. Plays to athletes that are built for aerobic running and not necessarily anaerobic physical wear and tear. So, you know, it's just a different game. That's why countries with smaller athletes like Japan can compete. So I would disagree with the caller. I've heard that before. You know, what if LeBron James played soccer? I'd say LeBron James would struggle at 6'8", 280 pounds. He would not be a great soccer player, most likely.
John Conlon, our soccer insider in studio. Two huge questions of the night. Where will Kawhi Leonard play as the free agent frenzy is underway in the NBA, and also the state of soccer for our Canadian friends to the north and also here in the States? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Search Saturday Night Huge Show. The talk of income limiting potential soccer athletes kind of goes hand in hand with what you said about MLS and academies in all the major cities where kids wouldn't have to pay, and the top 100 athletes would have room and board and schooling like they do with professional clubs in Europe and other countries and areas in this world. Are we missing out on potential great soccer players in America because the parents just don't have the means to pay for a travel soccer club?
No question. And so that kind of goes against what I just said. I do think there are pockets of inner city kids that could be fantastic soccer players, but don't have the resources to play club soccer. And then because they don't play club soccer, they're not seen by college coaches, or they don't have the avenues to become pro athletes, pro soccer players. So yeah, that is definitely something that we struggle with. However, because the clubs are becoming bigger, better, starting to get more money, you're seeing more and more scholarshiped athletes at the youth level able to play club soccer for less money. You're seeing more of that than you did 10 years ago.
Yeah, and most soccer clubs at the youth level have the ability for families who don't have the money to apply for assistance privately. It's nothing that would demean you or disrespect your family, but there's that ability with most successful soccer clubs in America.
Yeah, a battle we have in the U.S. is the size of our country. And, you know, we have, 300 million people now?
330 million, something like that, right?
Right, and just being able to identify players. Like, when you're talking about a country like Germany, which is the size of two states in the U.S., it's easier for them to round up and identify great soccer players. For us, we have to have a more intricate system to identify those players and to locate those players. So that's a big piece of it.
John Conlon, our soccer insider, joining us in studio here on the Saturday Night Huge Show. You want to join in? 1-855-212-4CBS. Chris in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I'm on my way home from a soccer game that I was actually at tonight. England Revolution. We played the Houston Dynamo tonight, and the passion in soccer is unlike passion in any other sport that I've watched. People watch football, people watch baseball, great, awesome, big numbers in the contracts there, you know, whatever. But a lot of people don't watch soccer because they don't get it. They think it's too slow for them. But the fans who really do love it, it's such a passion, and it's wonderful to see the league growing. Cincinnati came into the league this year. You have Nashville and Miami next year. You have Austin the year after that. The league's just growing, and it's going positive places, and I can't wait to see how big it gets. And I think it's on the uptrend here in the country, and hopefully that will lead to maybe the U.S. becoming a better international team.
All right, Chris, thank you for your huge opinion. Now, what I think is pretty cool is we're talking about Kawhi Leonard, and people chime in from AM590 in Toronto and all across North America. And we've had about five different callers from the New England area who are at the New England Revolution match tonight. as we're discussing the state of soccer. That's why I love doing a live talk show, and thank you, John Conlon, sitting in throughout the entire broadcast. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.